you know, we'd like to have the same chemistry with everybody. I feel like I do. You know, it's not just Al. It's Brandon. It's Marty. It's all of them. You know, and we say it all the time. With the type of talent that we have, you never know whose day it's going to be. And so, you know, Sunday it was Alshon's, but you never know. So you'd like to, as a quarterback, especially with the talent we have, to be able to feel good about everybody, and I do. You know, a good hand warmer obviously is important, and having those little hot packets in there help. You know, for me, I just, you know, want my hands to feel kind of warm, almost sweaty. And, you know, that's when I feel good. You know, some guys like the old gloves and experiment with those a little bit. But I like just going, you know, just going straight up and doing it like always and trying not to change anything if I can. You know, I think it's just preparation. You know, it's the way that we go about every day. It's the way the coaches prepare us. It's the way we work as players together. And so for me, it's just, you know, part of, you know, functioning within what's been set up, you know, for us to do, and just trying to do my job and make the plays that are there to be made, and so, you know, that's really it. You know, it's the guys around, it's the play calls, you know, it's, like I said, it's the preparation. So it's a number of things that, you know, are structured as such that if you'll put the work in, you know, you can put yourself in a chance to have some success and play some good ball. Yeah, I mean, I think it's. For me, it always holds, just because just the opportunity to go out there and play a game in NFL is, you know, one of the things we say all the time is, you know, don't let familiarity rob you of your joy. And so I think that, you know, just not getting comfortable or you know, taking any of these games for granted, for me is the key. And you know, I just appreciate being out there, and, you know, appreciate being out there. You're going to put your best effort forward because you don't know, you know, when it's your last time. And so I think that's my mindset, you know, going into these games is to never get, you know, you never want to get too comfortable. You go, you know, I said this before, the minute you say you got it, that's the minute you'll be on your way out of here. So it's you know, definitely with an appreciative attitude that I take the field and you know, enjoy playing. It's been all right. It's been all right. It's definitely different playing at 34 than it is at, you know, 24, 25 or whatever. But you know, I think just the approach in the off season and the things we do in the weight room and stuff has really helped. And so, you know, the training staff, everybody does everything we can to, you know, get every guy ready and so take advantage of all that stuff. But you know, it's no different than, you know, Garza's an older guy like me. You know, I mean, he's been doing it, you know, week in and week out for a lot of years, and so, you know, that it's part of it, you know, and you know you deal with it. But I feel good right now, and thankful for that. Oh, it's always frustrating, you know, when you're doing the things that we're doing offensively and you're moving the football, but you're not getting the points. You know, it's very frustrating, and so, it just, you know, you look at those areas and you say, what can we do that we've been doing? You know, what are the things that we need to pay attention to closer? You know, where are we missing? Why are we missing? And sometimes it's just execution. It's just we need to get better at what we're doing. And so those things have been, you know, obviously, you know, very frustrating to not get the points when you're moving the ball like we feel like we can move the ball. And so that's something that we're, you know, like everything, we're always looking to improve. No, I don't think so. I think it helps. It helps because you know, from a defensive back standpoint, when those guys are coming off the ball and when they're blocking and they're exploding off the ball just like they do, you know, on a pass route, it creates more probably anxiety for the defensive back than it does, you know, when they just kind of jog off the ball, because then they're going to rally to the football knowing it's a run. So the way that our guys attack that, it's really good. And so I think, you know, when receivers block the way our guys do, it only adds value to the passing game. It really helps it because of the demeanor and because of the physicality of it. You know, you're a corner and you're being blocked all game, your body's getting tired, you know, and the next time you run a route, maybe you get a little bit more separation because of how physically you've blocked that guy during the game. So I definitely think it helps. I think it just, it, you know, it always, you know, brings something cool, you know, to have somebody like that, you know, who means so much to this organization and this city, and you know, just who he is and all those things. You know, it's a special thing. You know, once the game gets kicked off, we'll be focused on the game, you know, as usual. But you know, knowing that's happening, it's really neat for Coach Dicka. You know, he got a chance to speak to us earlier this year, and it's neat to hear from somebody who's, you know, played it, coached it, stepped outside of it. You know, I know he still works, you know, in the TV thing, but he's he had some great words for us, and you know, it's a cool thing that they're honoring him, and it's, you know, deservedly so.